You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
I'm now joined by the lovely people from Musicality. Do you want to just go around and like introduce yourselves and say what your part is in the showcase?
Hi, I'm Paolo, and I'm an assistant director, as well as being in a number of the group numbers for the showcase.
I'm Maddie. I'm the assistant musical director on creative committee, and I'm also in a few of the numbers, and I'm in the band.
I'm Hattie. I'm also an assistant director on the creative committee, and like the other two, I am also involved in many of the numbers in the showcase, which is very exciting.
I'm not even kidding. So Tom, the first thing he did, he sent me the set list for the showcase, and it looks incredible. It's like you've just gone through all of my favourite musicals and picked all of my favourite songs from them. So how do you go about putting together a playlist like this for a showcase?
Well, the aim of it is really to kind of get different songs. Like, we've got 26 songs in the entire showcase, and the entire aim was to get one song from 26 musicals, so we have represented 26 musicals within the whole set list. And in terms of the process, it's like a group meeting. We come together after watching everyone's fabulous auditions, and we come with suggestions of our own of what songs we think fit the theme, which this year is love, laughter and loathing. But yeah, we come together in like a massive creative committee meeting, and we just sit and we use the whiteboards and just put all of these song suggestions up and put up the people that we think would sing great in them. And it's a long process, but it's definitely worth it in the end.
Yeah, we all get a bit delirious towards the end because it can go on for something like, I think it was 4 hours total.
Yeah, we didn't get out of music until like 12:30.
Last time they lasted till 2 a.m. though, and they had to order pizza, so we did quite well.
Yeah. I mean, we ordered pizza as well.
That's true.
Because you sort of have the situation where everyone, which we always strive to aim to have everyone who auditioned to like have at least more than just a part in the group numbers. They are part of a song, even if it's a small thing. So obviously last term, because we do it every term, we were in the Great Hall for the first time, and there was a lot more interest this term in auditions. There's something like 80 auditions.
Oh, there was
over
so
the
many
weekend.
It was insane.
So then
that's
we basically
incredible.
We had to put in extra audition time slots because there were that many people.
And I mean, that bodes really well for you as a society.
It was absolutely fabulous, but it meant that there was just way too much choice almost, and it was got to a point where we were tearing our hair out thinking, how do we fit all these great people into so few numbers?
But we did it.
We did it.
You suddenly realise how few 26 numbers is when you have this massive list of names. And obviously, like, there are some people who think maybe they did a really good audition and they possibly deserve a solo number. And then that's only 25 and you've still got 80 or 79 people to put in. So
it's a tough one, but once you get down to the when it's finished and it's all done, it's a great feeling having done it all.
In my head, it's sort of like one of those conspiracy theory boards, and you've got like pictures and strings and everything.
It's basically that, just with whiteboard pen and lots of crossings out and arrows. And
how do you go about, I know you've touched on it there, but getting that balance between having the solos and then sort of big group numbers that can get everyone involved, how does the process go through with that, and then actually, you know, staging it and choreographing it?
Yeah, so we assign, in terms of the choreographing and everything, we assign a choreographer for all the numbers that require dancing, and then there's also a musical director for each number, and we sort of split the solos and the small groups and the big groups between all the musical directors, and then there's also a director as well for the actual staging and everything. So there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work and organisation that goes into it, but it all seems to run quite smoothly. Everyone on creative committee does what they have to do to get things done, and we make it work, don't we, guys?
It seems like a really mammoth project.
It's a lot. Matt takes a lot on his shoulders as the musical coordinator. He is basically the head of the creative committee team and basically runs the showcase, and he does an absolutely fab job in organising the rehearsals and getting all the group numbers sorted.
Absolutely.
We're just here to kind of help take the load,
ease the load
a little bit.
Big shout also goes to Megan, who's his
assistant. Oh yeah, Megan, she's
both
absolutely
together.
Fab.
Just seem to be these superhumans who
literally
just get everything done.
Like,
don't
know
how
they
do,
you do this? I know I would definitely crumple under that pressure.
Now, the thing I have to ask about, the thing that everyone is very excited about this year, you've got a proper band.
Yes, which I'm in.
They're gesturing to you.
That's me. Well, no, I'm not the whole band, but
that would be impressive, though.
Yeah,
just sort of a Dick Van Dyke-esque one woman, cymbals on the knees and things.
You could do it.
No, in the past, it was just a pianist, actually. Last year, we only had a piano, and this year we've scaled up, obviously moving into the Great Hall, but also auditioning a band. A girl called Kat writes all the band parts. She does an amazing job, and then they learn everything. some of them sight read it in the concert itself, and they're incredible musicians. But for every number we have this year, we've got three saxophones, two trumpets, sometimes three trumpets, I think, a clarinet, an oboe, a flute.
It gets to a ridiculous point where Matt will be... In fact, we just come from a rehearsal weekend where we had the band playing with us for the first time, and Matt will finish listening, well, conducting a number up at the front, and he'll think, you know, that sounds a bit empty. I think this week I'll just write an extra two trumpet parts. Of course, you know, Matt, you have all that free time to do
that. Yeah, he doesn't know when to stop.
Yeah, exactly.
The sound is amazing, though, when you hear it with... When you've been practicing with a piano with the singing, and then you put a whole band on top of it, it just adds a whole other layer to the sound. And we feel very lucky to get to work with a band.
Absolutely.
Those massive group numbers as well, with the band on top, it's like a proper wow factor.
Yeah. Really hammers it home. Because actually, one of the best things I find about going to see musical theatre, yes, the stuff that's happening on stage is, you know, spectacular, and you're totally engrossed in it. But having that live band there who are so on it, just able to adapt to anything. If something goes wrong, the band, they're there, they are working with it. Yep. Actually, you can get, if you're sat in the right place, just totally, you know, distracted just watching someone in the band.
Yeah, it's true. It's just brilliant. Like, even when you're watching the band rehearse as a member of the cast, like, wow, they are so good, and this showcase would, like, not be what it is without the band.
Yeah, it makes a massive difference, and they work very hard, so
shout out to them all.
Shout out to you band people
for putting up with all of our stop and start runs during this whole weekend.
So that's something that you just touched on there that I always like to ask whenever I have you guys in the studio. Speaking personally, is there a particular song or songs that you're maybe not involved with, but whenever, you know, they're being rehearsed, or that you just look forward to watching and you've just blown away?
Oh, yeah, I've got one. The boys' number this year is Bui Doi from Miss Saigon. And every time, it's like literal goosebumps. It's like my jaw literally drops at like this big crescendo at the beginning, and oh, it's absolutely amazing. I literally can't describe it, because it's just a feeling that you get. It's just very good.
Wow. I didn't even know that, so thanks very much. Bui Doi is a lot of fun to be a part of. Definitely one of my most favorite ones to be a part of. In terms of watching, I've had a big pleasure to watch some of the other group numbers come together, especially the other... We have two split chorus numbers, so where we obviously split the massive ensemble and do two separate numbers, and one of them, which I'm not involved in, is It's Quiet Uptown from Hamilton.
Very nice.
And it's quite a big contrast to the other one, which is Jet Set from Catch Me If You Can, which is much more upbeat and swingy, and then It's Quiet Uptown is obviously very slow and sorrowful, and when it came together today again with a minimal band, and all the harmonies just blend together so lovely, and we have two amazing soloists as well for Hamilton and Eliza. That was definitely a real pleasure to suddenly realize, wow, all this has just been happening and I didn't even know about it, and it's so that everyone's so talented.
I only saw the dance number Jailhouse Rock today for the first time, but everyone was just in shock at how good it was when it was finished. The choreography was amazing, and Paolo obviously was great.
Sophie Mitch for choreographing.
How do you say
our choreographers definitely had a task for them this time, because obviously we have, as part of our creative committee, we have four assistant directors, but only two choreographers. Big shout out to Sophie and Fiona for basically choreographing everything.
Honestly, it's amazing what they've managed to do, and Jailhouse, that's one that I'm involved in, so it's an absolutely like massive full-on energy number, and you just come off and you're like, oh my god, can we have a break please? Nope, gotta do something else. Okay, let's just keep going. And the fact that Sophie has managed to choreograph that and then be in the number, and then you've got Fiona in that number choreographing others, they're just like, you don't realize how much work goes into choreographing.
It really does come across so well. It, as much in the fact that it looks effortless at the end of it, and that is testament to how much hard work goes in. And also the fact that you've got such a variety of songs in this showcase, like a real mix of big hitters like Wicked and Hamilton, through to, you know, lesser known hits like the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling
Bee. I didn't even know that one existed. Paolo came out with that song at the creative committee meeting.
And I was very excited to put that one forward, because I knew not many people would know it. And the song from it, the I Love You song, it's a much better, more, it's much more inventive song than its title.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that we've also cast three very talented people as the soloists.
It sounds absolutely brilliant. It's got a haunting. You cried.
I cried.
Wow.
That's the best review you can possibly get.
Come and see it. It's going to be great.
You'll cry.
This is the thing. Why should people come and see this showcase?
Why not?
Sorry, that's good.
I mean, yeah, I can't really follow up from that. I'd probably say there's definitely something for everyone.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It sort of puts the society... It shows how far the society's grown in a single year, going from just a single piano band in Studio Live next to Mooch to a full-on band in the Great Hall. Seeing that progression has really been a pleasure. And, yeah, there really is something for every person to enjoy. Like Katie said, yeah. 26 different musicals.
Yeah.
Some old, some new. And a just huge variety of performances and singers, and it's just been a pleasure to see everyone's different talents come together on stage.
Absolutely, and it's not like there's just one, like, I say genre in the sense of you haven't just got all love songs and all angry songs. Like, there's a mix. You've got some laughter in there. Like, yeah, there are some hilarious songs. There, right there, is one of
Legally Blonde.
Good. Brilliant. No spoilers at all, but you need to come and see that number. It's absolutely fabulous. And then you've got things like Paolo was saying, it's Quiet Uptown, which is really quite sad. And then Jailhouse Rock, which is just like
the complete
through
opposite.
The roof. It's like, what?
It does sound like there genuinely is something for everybody.
Yeah, it will blow your mind. It blows our minds. Literally, every time we listen to some of the numbers, it's like, wait, we've managed to do that as a society? That's amazing.
Because the thing to remember, you're all just students. You know, you're not professionals in any capacity. Like, you're just students who do this as a hobby. And it's so admirable that you then pull off these fantastic, productions that are genuine, like, are better than some, like, actual shows I've seen.
Oh,
I have to say
you.
That.
Yeah.
That's a big compliment. Thanks very much.
Yeah, it definitely is testament to the society, I think, because obviously I've been here for a year and a half now. Well, almost 2 years. Oh, that's scary. Almost 2 years now.
Oh, mate, I'm in the first year of a PhD. I've been here since undergrad. You don't get to comment about it's being scary the time yet.
But I remember coming in when I was a fresher and obviously knowing no one there. Mm. And there was this, obviously everyone seems so well established and so close.
Yeah.
And it just felt awfully daunting when I first arrived, and yet there's such this welcoming atmosphere when you get there.
Yeah, and I actually only joined the society 8 weeks ago. And, and here I am.
Proper newbie.
But that just goes to show how inclusive it really is. You can come in pretty much halfway through the second term, and then by the showcase you're in the band and you're on creative committee. So, there's something for everyone to do, which is what's so amazing about musicality.
Yeah, and it's like, it's one of those judgment-free environments where you can go and you can be yourself and people will accept you. And it's just, you like musical theatre? Great. You don't have to be absolutely amazing at it. You can just have a passion for it and just want to get involved. And we're like, great.
That's more than enough.
More than enough. Come on, join us. Sing some songs with us. And it's one of those feelings that you get like, it's like a little family. It's great.
It does seem so welcoming. So, where can people find more information about... I know you've got it written down. You are so prepared for this, Paolo.
Don't get it wrong.
I better not mess it up now, yeah.
Watch the spiel.
So, tickets can be get.
Oh, wow.
Already. Fall at the first hurdle.
Good start. Papers off the table.
Reset. Take two.
So, you can find tickets from the SU website. The show itself is next week on Friday and Sunday, not on Saturday. So, Friday the 5th at 8 p.m. And then we have two on Sunday at 2:30. 2:30 matinee and another one at 8 p.m. in the evening in the Trent Great Hall. A nice big venue for us.
Oh, yeah,
so
it sounds
doors
amazing,
open though. Half an hour before the show starts. Tickets are £5 for members and £6 for non-members. And just come along. We put so much hard work into it, and it's really shaping up to be...
You can also get your tickets on the door, like on the night, if you haven't been able to get them through the SU. There will be some tickets available on the doors.
And we will squeeze you in. Last year, I think we had to roll in.
We did. We had to bring in like an extra 20 chairs, didn't we? Because on the last show, it was like, oh, wait, we've heard so much about this. Quick, let's go and see what it is. It was a great
feeling.
We'll
find a way to get you in there. So.
Exactly.
Yes, and if that was too much information, there are posters up around uni. You will see them everywhere.
lovely pink colour.
Yeah, they're beautiful, designed by our very own Rowena. So, yes, if you need more info, that's where you'll find it.
You can also find all the event links through Facebook and Twitter on the Instagram. Showtime pages. We've shared all your events. And I just really hope it goes well for you guys, because there is no one at this university more deserving of student support than Musicality. Thank you so much for joining me
here in the studio. Yes, thank you for having us.
I can't wait to hear more about what you've got planned. I love you guys so much. You know that. Musicality's next showcase, Love, Laughter and Loathing, which is on from the 5th and 7th of April in the Trent Great Hall right here on campus. They're just such lovely people. Please do go and support them. There is nothing more important than students supporting students here at the university. And after a week of varsity, why not match sport with musical theatre? The true message of Showtime.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.